from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, who deserves the wake-up call? 404-726-0929. Let's go to South Fulton and Chief. Good morning, Chief. What you got?
What's happening, Chief? All right.
Sign language doesn't transfer very well on radio, Chief.
Well, speaking of A.J. Terrell, you know he's in his fifth year already?
Yeah.
He's here now. All right, we got Chief. What's up, Chief?
Okay. What's happening, Chief?
All right. Sorry about that, guys.
All good.
Got two wake-up calls this morning. The first one was for the NFL. These preseason games, I just told Dylan, they're just hard to watch. I'm trying to look for the players, you know, want to make the team and stuff. It's just hard to watch, like pulling teeth. It's just hard to do right now.
Yeah.
You know, that's just my opinion. I have a wake-up call for women, and these are for the mamas. I'm in the store, guys, in the grocery store, and this lady, she has a 5-year-old, maybe 4 or 5-year-old, and the kid asked for a pack of cookies. And she said the one line that all mamas seem to say, even when I was a kid, my mama said the same thing, and I hate this line. The kid was like, "Mama, can I get the cookies?" And she's like, "Do you got cookie money?" I'm like, does it ever change?
You know what's funny, Chief? In my house, that's me. I'm like, "Hey, let me get that piggy bank." You know what I mean? Hey, you want that toy? "Oh, Daddy, why you got to go to work?" "Well, why you think I got to go to work?" "Because, like, you know, I got to pay for all them dinosaurs you got running around his house." So that's an age. I love that, though. In terms of the preseason game, man, I tend to agree with you. I think that, you know, the three of us sitting here are probably more roster nerds than the average NFL fan, but I still think there's still stuff to watch in those preseason games. I love sitting down and watching them and chopping it up and seeing how the rosters are going, how the health is going, how, you know, development's going, because I think the preseason is magic to where you might have a second-round pick last year that did not hit the field immediately, and you say, "Well, he's got to develop as a player." Well, now's the time to kind of check in on guys like that, right, where you can be like, "Oh, there's that guy that was playing for Texas 2 years ago." And so I try to pay attention to that, but I'm right. I think he's right to where it's so inconsequential, a lot of the stuff that's going on. When the outcome of the game doesn't matter, it's like,
well,
what am I looking for?
Yeah, you're looking – it's kind of like when a pitcher is rehabbing or – whatever, and they go down to the minor leagues and they're like, "Oh, they gave up this many hits." Well, maybe they were probably working on something.
They're working on stuff.
And yeah. Or like in spring training where guys will work on pitches, right? You're working on stuff. You know, players are working on stuff. You know, it like the Falcons, if this is a regular season game, they tie Baltimore and we go into overtime. We don't go for two there, and where John Paddock seemingly makes a bad read in a zone read play, you know, it was an option there, and he left the ball with the running back.
I think he read the wrong guy.
I think
he thought he was reading the end man on the line of scrimmage, and you were not. You were locking the tight end on that end man and reading the first man outside the tackle. I think he was looking at the outside linebacker.
Who just crashed the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing there that if he's reading the right guy, there's nothing there that says, I should give this ball.
What uniform is Taylor Heinicke going to be wearing this year? It won't be a Falcon uniform.
I don't necessarily agree with that.
You don't?
I think that I originally thought they were going to keep three quarterbacks because of the money that you've paid him.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure about that now. Now I think that they will try it, that they with all the roster, with the tough decisions they have, they might cut him and then try to, and I think he might be on the practice squad.
I would be shocked if they
don't think he'd clear.
I don't think he'd clear either. I think you would have, and look, let's just look at a team like Vegas. It was, is it Jimmy G's that's suspended for a couple of games to start the season? I mean, that's a prime territory for, you'd be like, man, if we need a guy, we need a quarterback for the first couple of years.
Gardner Minshew named the starter, by the way, for the Raiders.
I do want to go to Twitter real quick. Blake Hudgens, our buddy on Twitter, the Nature Dog, he weighed in a little while ago on the Deion Sanders topic. He says, I loved him as a player. He made me love the Falcons at a young age, and I still love him.
Me too.
The problem he's having as a head coach is that the attitude and swag that made him great as a player doesn't necessarily translate if you don't back it up. And I think that's kind of how we all feel, right? I don't like the way he's actually kind of gone at some of the people in you know, in the press conferences. He was asked kind of about his son's bankruptcy case, which kind of, off limits, but he's like, hey, make sure you go look into that. Make sure you go look into that. And then when you do, it's very clear that every investigation that's ever turned up about it has him in the wrong. And so he also went at Ed Werder last year about a couple of things, and I just don't know that he's dealing with it in a way that I would want to see it be dealt with. But again, if you win and you have a completely new offensive line and you obviously have very good players at the skill positions and at quarterback, if you win, then we will be able to look past that. It's just all about the ability and that attitude to translate into a head coaching position. I don't know that it's there just yet, but it's going to be intriguing to watch that team as they kind of move throughout
the season. Well, especially a week from Thursday, North Dakota State. Don't sleep on them by any stretch of the imagination. No. We're talking about a team that's won 9 of the last 12 FCF titles, and North Dakota State, nobody wants to deal with them.
No, you don't. I'll be honest, Rob, it kind of slipped my mind when we got in here today that it is week 0 and you do have meaningful games on this weekend. But, boy, when you brought it up in that first segment today, I was like, let's go. I'm ready to run through a wall.
Let's go, man.
I'm ready to grease up my bookie's pocket. You know what I mean? I'm unfortunately ready to lose that money if I need to.
College game day will be in Dublin for Tech and Florida State, which is a noon kickoff, by the way. Jackets, like I said, 11.5-point underdog in that one. Hey, let's go out to Coleman and Winder. Good morning, Coleman. What you got?
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, wanted to give a shout out to the fearless leader, Mr. Bo. Oh,
sir, gosh. How you doing?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Yeah. Listen, I need to give a shout out to my baseball team. We are garbage. I play at Appalachian High School for an adult baseball league, and we're about 0-9. So,
Mark Zeno's a catcher, and if you need a catcher, I can ship Mark Zeno up there for you.
You need left-handed pitching.
Yesterday, I'm a righty. I pitched yesterday, and I only gave up about 4 runs. The dude after me gave up the rest, but we were going back and forth. It's just everybody makes the playoff team, so our first playoff game is next Sunday or this Sunday. And I just want to see us wake up and try to – I mean, we put the ball in the bat yesterday, but it just wasn't enough.
Well, we got to find out when the game is. I'm going to send you a lefty out of the bullpen and a catcher. And,
I'm a starter, baby.
Hey, look, Coleman, we've been saying it all year. The regular season doesn't matter. Just get in the playoffs. Yeah.
Get in the tournament
and get hot at the right time, baby. That's all that matters.
See what Squid Nation does with their free time, Mike. They play competitive sports.
You're competitive if you're 0-9?
He's playing. Hey, you saw him. He's not the weakest link on his team.
Hey, it's, man, that, you need to go up there and
that came in behind him.
You go up there and pitch for him in relief. You know,
I don't know. I'll be throwing that 55 mile an hour.
I need about a week to throw. I haven't thrown. I haven't played in a couple of years, but I'm actually starting my own team this year.
Really?
You're kidding me.
I'm going to start my own team this year. We're going to be. You remember the movie The Natural?
Yeah.
Remember those uniforms? Cold blood, the Knights, New York Knights.
You need me to manage for you? Are you going to manage?
Hell no.
Are you going to manage and pitch?
Yeah, I'll manage.
Player manager.
You need a bullpen coach. I'll be the bullpen coach for you. Or maybe the third base coach.
You should be the bullpen catcher.
I need players.
Yeah. You should get Zeno on your team.
I've tried to work on that. We'll see.
He bragged, I'm in a wood bat league. Wood bat league.
Zeno will let you know what all your problems are. That's a good
playing the wood bat league too. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, he's probably going to text our group chat here.
Is he still playing? I know he had some knee issues.
Yeah, he said he's playing the other day when we had him on. He said he's been playing.
He said he got hit in the back of the head with a bat the other day. That's what he was
on a hitter's follow through. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess Ozuna was at plate and whacked him.
Ozuna was also got a birthday party for his kids this weekend. He got his own dunk booth. He's going to sit in the dunk booth. I was like, I might just swing by just and throw one at the thing and just run up there and hit it and get in there.
Yeah, as soon as he sat down, I just walked by and punched it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.